So I said, but the only condition, and I said, and I've been hearing you complain for 2 months about your back pain, and you've been to the doctors and they can't find anything and blah, blah, blah. I said, just read this book with an open mind, with an open mind. And she agreed to do that. And I said, don't judge it. Don't get angry at it. Don't find fault with it. Just read it with an open mind. And she read the book, and she called me I was out on the West Coast, and she lives in Florida, and she called, and she, for the first time, I could tell a smile on her face, and she said, you're never going to believe what happened. She said, I woke up this morning, and I didn't have any pain. I just absolutely didn't have it. And I talked to my brain, and I told my brain, you've got to stop remembering the pain. Forget the pain. And she said, and I've been very angry because some things had happened in my family that she was all upset about and she was hurt about. And she said, I let go of it, and her back pain was gone. Now, it came back a little bit a couple days later, but then she began to do it again. And she's free of back pain. A mind that is open to everything. A mind that is open to everything is a mind that invites in miracles. I wrote a book called There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. On the cover of that book, there's a photograph. And that photograph has energy in it. And that photograph is something that I'm about to hold in my hand right now, the cover of that book. And it took place in Assisi. And I was there with a group of people that I had taken over there. And I can't tell you how many people have picked up this book and told me that the energy of the cover itself is what it is that attracted them to the book. When Nisargadatta, a great teacher in India, finished a collection of writings called I Am That, he said, you don't have to read it. Carry it with you. Just carry it with you every day for a year. And the energy of the words inside will come to you through the process of energy transfer. And you'll begin to get what's in there just by carrying it around. Now, that's a strange idea. You can carry a book around. But people do it. People carry emblems around, and they carry little medals around, and they carry photographs around, and we're learning about the energy of photographs and so on. And this photo was snapped. It's a picture of me at a balcony in a castle in Assisi after I had carried a young man who had muscular dystrophy up the steps of this castle on my back. And as I put him on my back, he couldn't go any further because his legs just couldn't negotiate the stairs, and he felt that he was going to collapse. And I said, John, just get on my back. His name's John Grable. And I put him on my back, and I carried him up the steps and ran to the top of the steps, had energy like I'd never seen before. And I had a very bad knee and a bad leg. At that time, then I'd had to wear a brace when I ran and played tennis, and people had told me that I had to have arthroscopic surgery and so on. And when I got to the top of the at the balcony up there, all of the people said, "What happened?" And I said, "As my knee was about to collapse, I saw a vision of Saint Francis of Assisi, whom I had been teaching on this particular trip." And my knee just righted itself, and I had the most incredible burst of energy I'd ever had before in my life. And I got up to the top of that, and my leg just didn't hurt at all anymore. And I used to walk with a limp with this leg and was preparing to have surgery at some time down the road to heal it. And they were even talking about replacements and all of that. And